Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
If autism is caught in infancy, then treatments can take full advantage of the young brain's remarkable plasticity and ability to adapt to the situation at hand. My guest is Dr. Andrew Addisman. He's the Chief of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics at the Stephen and Alexander Cohen Children's Medical Center of New York of the North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System. Boy, that's a mouthful. Welcome to the show, Dr. Addisman. So tell us about early signs. How early is early? Can you look for signs of autism or being on that spectrum?
Certainly, you know, parents and professionals are hoping to identify early signs of autism during infancy and toddler. The reality is, typically, many kids don't get a diagnosis of an autism spectrum disorder until the preschool or school age years. In other words, you know, after age three. There's been some research now showing that, you know, babies, for example, may show some signs early on. There was a recent study that got some news attention looking at the facial regard, in other words, a baby's attention to the face of others. And what they found were even in the first year of life, even in the first months of life, that babies who later ended up being diagnosed with autism actually differed from controls. The problem with this kind of study is that, you know, it's a research finding and it doesn't necessarily translate necessarily to, you know, a clinical diagnosis or a clinical tool.
Okay, so if parents are worried about something in the first month or two, really anything that we can, you know, take with us that they can look for is eye contact. But I mean, do little babies make eye contact anyway?
So eye contact actually is typically seen pretty early on, and if babies are not making eye contact in the first months of life, then it suggests, you know, possibly a vision problem. It might suggest, you know, other neurodevelopmental problems other than autism. But, you know, that's something that, you know, doesn't require per se the cooperation of the baby. You know, it's kind of a natural thing for parents, mothers to, and fathers to look into the eyes of their child and for the child to look back. And we know early on that babies are sort of hardwired, so to speak, to have a gaze preference for faces. You know, they've done this, you know, decades ago. They sort of had eyes, nose, and mouth sort of scrambled versus in their proper position. And babies, you know, have a preference for looking at human faces. So this is something that's established early on, and when it's absent during the first months of life, may be a sign of autism, but certainly could be a sign of other problems as well, including visual impairment.
And what about smiling? Little babies, sometimes, you know, when they smile or laugh and then someone says, that wasn't that, it was just they burped, you know, something like that. So how do you know that what you're seeing is what you're seeing?
Well, babies should develop a social smile by typically 3 months. They begin laughing at 4 months. You know, certainly there's a tendency to read too much into the behavior of, let's say, a newborn or, you know, a 2 to 8 week old child. But having a social smile, having, you know, good eye contact, having a laugh, I mean, all those are things that we expect to see in the first few months of life. When we're talking about early signs of autism, I think what we really need to do is think about even, you know, older still, because realistically, we want to pay attention to delays in terms of eye contact in infants during the first year of life. But it's language delay, for example, a child during the second year of life. It's a child who seems to be not as attached emotionally to the parents, a child who's sort of, you know, so independent that he's sort of indifferent to whether or not there are other people in the room. A child who doesn't necessarily even bring things to show the parents, who doesn't have an interest in sharing things. And I think that these are some of the things that parents need to be mindful of in terms of their children, let's say, between the ages of 1 and 3.
Is there anything earlier than 1, you know, that can be seen or that would send you to the doctor to say, is there? And if there is, can it even be diagnosed that early?
So I think that most clinicians would be reluctant to make a diagnosis of autism below the age of 1. That said, there are many things that, you know, pediatricians and parents may want to be on the lookout for during the first year of life. For example, when we talk about, you know, language and language milestones, you know, many parents know that the first word doesn't come until a year of age, and that's correct. However, there's this whole sequence of expressive language milestones. So we know that babies will start cooing, for example, at 3 or 4 months. They'll babble, let's say, at 5 months or 6 months, and then the babbling gets more repetitive and imitative. That sequence of expressive language milestones, the spoken sounds, not necessarily words, but spoken sounds, has a predictable course. And when it's delayed, it may either suggest, you know, ultimately an autism spectrum disorder, or more likely some sort of global developmental delay or possibly intellectual disability. So I think that we're attentive to spoken language in terms of spoken sounds, and then we're also interested in how kids respond to sound. Kids should turn to sound as early as a few months of age. At 5 or 6 months of age, if there's a sound to the side, they should know to turn to the side. And if kids aren't responding to sound, then that might be a suggestion of a hearing loss or possibly an autism spectrum disorder.
What about, so you're talking about sound right now, what about responding to their name, turning to look when their name is mentioned? Is that on that list there?
Yeah, that's definitely a red flag. You know, it's something that's established early on. Again, you know, first few months of life, kids should be able to turn to their name and turns to sound and responds to their name. And typically it's with older kids, let's say, you know, a one-year-old or a two-year-old is when oftentimes many of the symptoms of ASD will become more apparent to parents. And, you know, a child who might have previously responded to his name pretty consistently, and then if he or she stops responding or less consistently responds, that would definitely be a red flag. Many kids with an autism spectrum disorder may have what seems like pretty normal development early on, and that's what's tricky about, you know, trying to catch it in the first year. And then they may lose some of those skills or milestones. They may lose some language. They may lose some of the eye contact. They may lose some of the affect, the smile, the happiness. They may be less engaging with their parents, and going back to responding to their name, they may be less likely to respond to their name.
So if we've talked about all these different symptoms, red flags, what happens if you do find out early on? What is the early intervention that can help with what goes on later with your child?
Well, first of all, just in terms of screening, before we get to treatment, I think, you know, parents should be aware that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that pediatricians, you know, assess children's development at both 9 months and 18 months, and then again at, let's say, 24 or 30 months of age. So the pediatrician should be doing some screening as a matter of course, but at the same time, parents should always feel free and comfortable discussing with their pediatrician any concerns. The other thing is, for children under the age of 3, if parents do have a concern, they can have their child evaluated for free through the early intervention system. And if they just look up early intervention, or the pediatrician can help them get connected, then that kind of evaluation can be done. In terms of treatments, with earlier and earlier recognition of children either with an autism spectrum diagnosis or children seen as being at risk and showing some signs, there are some interventions that are now being either piloted or developed and expanded for very young children. You know, historically, you know, it's standard therapy has been some sort of, you know, stimulating through a special education preschool program or possibly home-based services or speech therapy, but they're developing some protocols that are showing some benefit. Again, we're not always going to, we don't know how early intervention can make a difference, but the general thinking and the general consensus is the earlier that children are identified and the earlier that services are provided, then that's going to help ensure hopefully the best possible outcome for these young children.
And if you have any questions, certainly go to your pediatrician and investigate the early intervention system in your state. They are excellent, excellent systems that can help you with all manners of treatment. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. Remember, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.